look things over. What happened last night?
A combination of things. Obviously, we would like to be more consistent. We certainly would like to execute a lot better, and we need to protect the football. And I think that's something that we've harped on day one, emphasized, and that's something that we'll continue to emphasize and correct.
Is there a reason to be concerned? I mean, you guys have scored a lot of points over the years, and you're pretty much, full strength health-wise. Mm-hmm.
It's week two, coming out of week two, and we have tremendous trust and belief in who we are and what we're capable of doing. We had a great session today as far as making our corrections and putting ourselves in a position to apply it moving forward.
Andrew, I know you guys like to play up-tempo, no huddle, but that limits what you can do substitution-wise. How much do you want to do that, and how much do you want to get into a thing where you can mix and match personnel to try to beat people that way too?
Well, we certainly have and been capable of doing both. Obviously, the no-huddle situation, we got to clean up a few things and make sure we're operating at a high level as far as our tempo. That's something that, made our corrections this afternoon, and moving forward, we feel like we have the answers and we have a plan in place so that we can be more efficient.
You talk in here frequently about fundamentals. The play of Aaron, and he's a little bit off target. And is there fundamental problems there?
Well, anytime when we talk about our offense, it's not just one player in particular or two players in particular. It takes all 11 in that unit, and that's really how we look at it. It's not one person; it's the entire unit. So the focus is on each and every guy. To do more, to be more fundamentally sound, moving forward to make the necessary corrections so that we can be successful.
Do you think teams are disrupting your timing in the passing game, or are you guys just not having proper timing in the way some of your connections are done?
Well, overall, it comes down to execution, and that's really the bottom line, and that's something that, when we went back, we watched the tape. Everything that we saw on tape, it can be corrected. And it can also be cleaned up from a fundamental standpoint. So we certainly have confidence in that, and we know what we need to do and how we need to go about doing it.
You took some shots down the field, but how important is it to hit a couple of those? I mean, you got a pass interference here and there. Is that an aspect of your game that's missing right now?
Well, like you said, we had some opportunities. Certainly the pass interference penalties, those are big plays. But, we also had an opportunity to make the big play, and we certainly want to come up with that. We always look at it from a playmaking opportunity, and our guys certainly, the goal is to make those plays, bottom line. It certainly helps from an outright energy standpoint, confidence standpoint. So certainly we want to make those plays come down with those catches.
On that fourth and two play, I hope this isn't, you don't think it's a scheme question, but was there an option to go throw the ball or something on that? See, I looked at it after the game last night, mm-hmm. up in the press box, and it looked like you were outnumbered pretty heavy in the box. I was wondering if there's an option to do something else.
We have a number of different options, but as of right now, we had confidence in the call, confidence in our guys to go out and execute the play. Unfortunately, we didn't get it done last night.
I was wondering if there's an option to throw the ball. It looked like on that trip side, they only had two defenders in the area. Well, I think you are numbered 7-5 in the
game. Well, just like you said, without going into too much of the scheme of it, and that's something that, we just generally do not discuss. It's more in-house. We made the necessary corrections on that particular play. Again, we still have confidence in our guys to go out and execute that play. Unfortunately, we just didn't get it done last night.
Was the decision good on starts, where to run it?
We had an opportunity. We had an opportunity, but unfortunately, we just didn't convert.
Edgar, Mike had mentioned earlier, just with the running game needing to get more opportunities here early on, how do you find that balance with trying to get Eddie and James established with also, you know, trying to get into that tempo with what you guys want to do passing-wise?
You know, we do have a plan in place as far as we feel like, you know, Eddie and James, they're a tremendous 1-2 combo, and we definitely need to get those guys more involved. And I think, you know, we, like I said, we have a plan in place, and it'll work itself out.
Does Eddie have to get a little bit more involved than what, 12 carries last night? I mean, he has been fairly productive for you guys.
Well, sometimes, you know, you kind of put yourself in a certain situation as far as with the flow of the game. That certainly has an effect. But, you know, obviously, you know, the plan going moving forward, learning from our game last night, we certainly have a plan for those guys, those two guys.